Welcome to a new special series called The Bathroom Break. That extra 10 minutes you either have to listen to marketing tips or use the bathroom or both. But I don't recommend both, but that's your choice.
This collab's going to be super fun. We have Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials and me, Jay Schwedelson from the Do This Not That podcast and subjectline.com. Each episode in this series, we are going to go over quick tips about different marketing topics. And if you want to be in the bathroom, fine. Just don't tell us about it. Thanks for checking it out. The bathroom break is back. So we did the series on webinar tips, and here I am again with the Daniel Murray from Marketing Millennials. And now we got another series. This series is going to be all about how to get your email open. And by the way, I'm Jay Schwedelson, and we're going to be talking about the from address, the subject line, the pre-header. We're going to get those emails open. Daniel, are you ready for the next series?
I'm pumped, and there's no better person to talk about email than the guy who behind subjectline.com. So I'm excited to talk about email. We both do a lot of emails. We both send out millions, billions of emails in our life. So I'm excited to talk about this.
No doubt. And Daniel's newsletter is one of the only emails I actually open. So he definitely knows what he's doing. So let's jump right into this short episode, which we're going to be talking about the from address, which most marketers, when they press send on their emails, they're forgetting about their from address and the power behind it. So Daniel, how do you use the from address in the emails you're sending out?
I'm thinking about this from a company perspective, but a newsletter perspective as well. Having a consistent person behind an email or a newsletter or whatever you're sending out creates a persona or a creator behind the brand and a personality behind the brand that someone will continuously open. So they will see that, oh, Daniel Murray is sending out an email. I'm going to open up from Daniel Murray. And also people tend to see that as less of a promotional email when it's coming out from a person. Like half the time Jay sends an email out, I'm thinking that he's actually sending me a personal email. And then I'm like, oh, okay, this is one of his emails. So it's so important to have that consistent face in your company that you're sending from repeatedly. And also, we'll talk about this later, but that also connects into like the copy you write and the little anecdotes you have in the newsletter to make those anecdotes personified to that email as well.
Yeah, you're creating an identity that people want to interact with. And I think in general, when we talk about the from address, we're not talking about the actual email address you're sending from. People get confused. When you're sending an email, if my email address is the letter jschwedelson@gurumedia.com, okay, that's my sending email address. That's not my friendly from. I can make the friendly from, or otherwise known as the alias on my from address, be anything I want. It could be howdy doody. It literally could be whatever you want, and you could change it every time you hit send in your sending platform. It does not change deliverability. You don't go to the junk folder, but it becomes a creative writing contest for whatever you want that alias or from name to be. And if you're just putting your brand name as your friendly from, you are failing. You're not testing a really important variable. So what are ways, Daniel, that you could use that friendly from space to increase your performance?
I think there's two ways to also do this. Is one is separate it into what type of emails you're sending out, because that's really important for this, what we're talking about. Because if you're sending a newsletter, I think having a name is really important because it's content, it's education, it's supposed to be out there into the world to help people. But if you're doing an offer email or other emails in your company, you need to separate those things. What I like to do is have either, say, if it's an offer email, have someone who's the head of marketing send it. So like jay@themarketingmillennials.com is sending out this email. Or if it's from like the head of product and it's a product announcement, have like the head of product do that email. You're setting this up so people know what type of emails to expect when opening these things, but also it helps deliverability, not deliverability, but open rates for newsletter, offer, and all those different things. Because if someone opens up your newsletter, for instance, and then the next email comes out as an offer and it's coming from the same name, then they're expecting that the next email could be a promo. So you don't want that to happen to a newsletter, and you don't want that to happen also for your offers as well. So people just turn off from listening to you altogether.
Totally. And when Daniel talks about, you know, Daniel from Marketing Millennials, he's literally saying in that from name field, before you hit send, you're writing Daniel and then FROM, the Marketing Millennials. This is not changing the actual email address that you're sending from. And here's something wild. Here's some data that's wild. You can also put your offer in the friendly from. I mean, think of the friendly from almost as if it's a subject line, right? So if you could have an offer that said Acme events, Acme special sale, Acme new tip guide, whatever it is, you could put the offer as part of your from name alias. And when you have the start of your offer mentioned in your from name, we see open rates increase by over 20%. And all you're doing is adding in whatever your offer is or whatever it is you're going to talk about into part of the from name. And that is how you win. So the fail, the thing you don't want to do is just have your brand. Just have your brand. You think of Apple. Apple sends out probably 6 emails a day. Apple Card, Apple Fitness, Apple TV, App Store. They're not just using that from name to say Apple. They're delineating what they're promoting, and that's how you win, right? That's how we all win in the from name.
I love that tip of having the offer, especially the guru, for example, or us, when we have different things that we're putting out there, like in an event or a conference or anything. You just want to know that these emails are coming out from all these different things. And also, there's also a lot of crossover and lists too. So you also want to make sure that you're helping your audience. You want to be that guide for your audience. And that's what people don't get, is like you're creating that experience for your audience, and they want to know that things are coming from certain things, and you're trying to guide them down the path that you want them to go down.
And the other piece, which is the bonus, is every company fights the internal battle of this department wants to send out an email. Oh, but we already sent to our list, and everybody wants to be able to send out more. When you delineate in the from name, whatever it is that you're promoting to the recipient, it almost feels like it's another sender. And that's how Apple, for example, wins, right? You feel like you're getting 6 emails from Apple, but you don't think they're all from Apple. You think they're from different parts of Apple. So when you use that from name to delineate whatever it is you're promoting, it kind of gives you the license to be able to send out more without upsetting your database that they're just getting pounded by you. So there's a lot to go into when we talk about from name. So, Daniel, what's next? What's next in our series?
Yeah, we're going to talk about one of our favorite subjects in the world, and no better to talk about it with the king of subject lines, Jay Schwedelson. But we're going to talk about the subject line, probably the most important thing about an email, I would say, probably the most important thing. I also think what we just talked about, friendly from, is close to as important as the subject line if you have a personality in your company. Yes. But the subject line is the most important thing. Is think of it as your headline, but we'll talk about it more.
Yeah. So thanks for checking out the series. Stay tuned for more of these tips and more to come from Daniel and Jay. Daniel, come on, man. I got to get back to work. Get out of there. All right. While he's still in there, this is Jay. Check out my podcast, Do This, Not That, for marketers. Each week we share really quick tips on stuff that can improve your marketing, and I hope you give it a try. Oh, here's Daniel. He's finally out.
Back from my bathroom break. This is Daniel. Go follow the Marketing Millennials podcast, but also tune into the series. It's once a week, the bathroom break. We talk about marketing tips that we just spew out, and it could be anything from email subject line to any marketing tips in the world. We'll talk about it. Just give us a shout on LinkedIn and tell us what you want to hear. Peace out.
Later.